You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is retired U.S. Army General Paul Vallely, whose latest work is entitled Blood for Our Future. And he joins me now to talk about the latest developments in a conflict between Israel and Hamas inside Gaza that is now stretching into the middle of a third week. In general, it's always good to have you with us.
Thank you, Greg. Happy to be on your show again.
And in terms of the end game here, you and your longtime colleague, General Tom McInerney, another frequent guest on this program, have outlined what you believe are necessary steps to accomplish if Israel's military operation, Cast Lead, into Gaza is going to be proven successful. What do you see as the number one or maybe even the top five objectives of Israel if they want to really reduce the scope of the threat posed by Hamas?
Well, I think number one that we have to realize there has to be triumphant victory over these radical jihadi groups because they're causing so much disruption, so much murder and bloodshed around the world, particularly Muslims. And so, you know, enough is enough as far as we're concerned. So we're saying that there must be victory over Hamas in Gaza. And their whole structure's got to be dismantled and destroyed. We just can't continue to see Israel get rocketed with hundreds and hundreds of rockets. We would never permit it on our borders. So they've got to, and they have done this, seal off that Philadelphia line between Egypt and Gaza where all the weapons are coming in through the tunnels. They've split Gaza in two and control Gaza from north to south on the flow. At the same time, they've got to dismantle the entire structure of Hamas, which is a terrorist organization. So that at a minimum has to be done, Greg.
General, we've heard publicly from the Israeli government that their main goal is to prevent Hamas from being able to continue rocket attacks. But to this point, the rocket attacks seem to have continued, perhaps on certain days at a lower level than in previous days, but they continue. So just how much can we tell has been accomplished to this point?
Well, a tremendous amount has been. Of course, you can see by the inventory of rockets that have come in, primarily funded and supplied by Iran, that they have an inventory left, and they're going to take those rockets. In some cases, are 3 to 6 feet long, and they're going to move them from area to area where they can launch them. So, Gaza, even though it seems to be, you know, the size of Rhode Island, very small, well, much smaller than even Rhode Island, that you can move, for example, from a playground to a site behind an apartment building. Or an office building or whatever, and bring them in a truck, launch them, and then you're out of there. So the overhead helicopters and the capability that the Israeli Defense Forces have are able to pick up a vast majority of those launch sites. But, you know, it's a continuing campaign for sure.
We're talking with retired Army General Paul Vallely. And General, assuming this operation continues for some time, but even if it doesn't, how fundamentally does the relationship between Israel and the United States change 8 days from now? We've heard the incoming president, Barack Obama, say that he is committed to the defense of Israel, but he's also said that the partitioning of Jerusalem is potentially on the table in a two-state solution. So what do you personally expect from the new administration in terms of the Middle East conflict?
Well, again, it's the end game over there. I think the administration under Obama is going to be going to be frustrated by that whole process over there because there will not be peace until Hamas is defeated, until Hezbollah is defeated, and something is done about Iran. So it's sort of like an outside-inside strategy. You're not going to solve the problem and get a two-state solution unless the purveyors of terror, such as Iran, Hezbollah, Islamic Jihad, Hamas, are put out of action and neutralized. And that means that terrorist structure's got to be destroyed, or there will be no possibility for a two-state. I just don't see it happening.
Do you get the sense that they have the proper mindset to do that, or do statements like we saw last week in which...
No, they don't. They want to destroy Israel, so no matter what you do, no matter what money you give them, The terrorist organizations take that money just like Arafat has done and promote terrorism against the Israelis. So even geographically, I don't see how it's possible when you're over in Israel and that area to see how two states can ever be developed. Plus, the Arab states, the Muslim states, are doing nothing to be able to create a two-state solution.
And get into that a little bit more. Many people, especially in the international community and sometimes even in the mainstream media, believe it's the United States and Israel that are putting the brakes on a two-state solution over there. Explain why many of the Arab states, the Muslim states in the region, really don't want to see that either.
Well, look, just north to Beirut, you have a very large Palestinian refugee camp there. Why are they still refugees in a Muslim state? You don't see Egypt giving up any of its land, Saudi Arabia to the south, even Jordan willing to give up land in order to create a second state. They're doing, they don't want anything to do with the Palestinians other than anything that enhances, anything other than enhancing attacks on the Israelis and destruction of the of Israel. So, until that outside-inside strategy is applied and the purveyors of terror over there that provide the weapons, the money, the support, they're just using the poor Palestinian people as pawns over there, as far as I'm concerned. So I think the Obama administration run into the same problems.
Well, we'll see exactly.
I won't be able to solve them, by the way.
We'll see exactly how they approach them in just a few days. General, thanks so much for being with us.
Okay, Greg, thank you.
Retired U.S. Army General Paul Vallely, his most recent work is Blood for Our Future. This is Dateline Washington.